player in Japanese politics, but its popularity has sunk under Mr. Ishiba's leadership. In July's election, people, frustrated by rising prices and low wages, turned to newer parties. Speaking at a press conference, Mr. Ishiba said he had done his duty, having helped secure lower tariffs with the US earlier this summer.
The BBC's Jean McKenzie reporting. This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Two teens have been arrested in this summer's murder of a young man interning for Congressman Ron Estes in Washington, D.C. Jalen Lucas and Kelvin Thomas Jr. are being charged with first-degree murder in the death of 21-year-old Eric Tarpinium Yakum, who was struck by multiple stray bullets on June 30th. In announcing their arrest, U.S. District Attorney for Washington, D.C., Janine Pirro, took aim at the city's juvenile justice system.
These juveniles have prior violent juvenile records in the family court. Eric didn't deserve to be gunned down, and the system failed him.
Pirro said investigators are still searching for a third suspect, also believed to be a minor. Prosecutors expect more charges will be added after the case is presented to a grand jury. Congressman Estes released a statement thanking Pirro and the Washington, D.C. Police Department for their work leading to the arrests. A building on the Kansas State Fairgrounds was evacuated yesterday due to a reported gas leak. The state fire marshal's office detected a dangerous buildup of gas in the Cottonwood building, which contains a food court. The Hutchinson Fire Department arrived on the scene and pushed fresh air into the building. The Kansas State Fair opened on Friday and runs through September 14th. We'll have a look at the area forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.
Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s, light winds from the southeast, mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, a lot like today, partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. We have a 50-50 chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm moving in Monday night. It's 59 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
It's a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, Kansas may have lost on the football field yesterday, but we're still in the game against Missouri. Kansas Public Radio is going up against KBIA in Columbia, Missouri, their public radio station, this weekend in a Radio Rivals fundraising showdown, and it's still going on today. Who can raise the most for their station and bring home the win? Every gift equals 1 point. Unless you're a first-time giver, in that case, your gift is worth 2 points. At any level, your gift counts. Donate now at kansaspublicradio.org and join the many people who have pledged their support for KPR during our radio rivalry. A big thanks to David Dunford of DeSoto, Janice Richardson of Lawrence, Jonathan Hayes of Lawrence, Kevin Seek of Topeka. Thank you so much for your support of Kansas Public Radio as we face off against KBIA. Again, we're taking your pledges today. So make your pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org. And go Kansas.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader's Audio Sale, a benefit sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more at the Lawrence Public Library, Saturday, September 13th. More information online at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 60 degrees in Atchison, 62 in Chanute, 60 in Emporia, 59 degrees in Emporia, 60 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
New home in Nashville, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. A big thank you to everyone who is helping KPR edge out KBIA, our public radio rival in Columbia, Missouri this weekend. We may have lost the game on the football field, but we're still neck and neck with KBIA. Every pledge that we receive through this weekend is worth a point to Kansas Public Radio. If you're a new member, your donation today at any amount counts as 2 points. A big thank you to Amanda Wells of Topeka, Amy Kelly of Lawrence, Billy Hall of Topeka, and Deborah Smith for their contributions, as again, we're battling against KBIA, the public radio station in Columbia, Missouri. It's your chance to vote for Kansas. Whether you're a KU fan, a K-State fan, or just a fan of Kansas Public Radio, you can help us win this challenge against our radio rival, KBIA. We're taking your pledges right now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Support for NPR comes from
Aisha Roscoe.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. From Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Kansas Public Radio is going up against KBIA in Columbia, Missouri. It's a Radio Rivals fundraising showdown. Who can raise the most for their station and bring home the win off the football field today? Each gift equals 1 point, and all first-time gifts at any level are worth double. You can donate now at kansaspublicradio.org. A big thank you to an anonymous donor who just pledged in honor of jazz pianist Harry Miller III, who passed away recently. Harry Miller was a great jazz pianist. He also tuned the pianos here at Kansas Public Radio. And on a personal note, he tuned my own piano. He was a really, really special guy. Thank you for that gift in his honor. Again, you can participate in our radio rivalry. This weekend, donate now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. From LAist and APM, American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm your host, Jen Largis. On today's show, want to turn up the volume inside but keep the noise out? Martin Poirier, a.k.a. The Soundproof Guide, shares smart strategies for soundproofing your home.
A lot of the advice online, a lot of the times it'll just say, use acoustic foam to soundproof the room, but that...
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Kansas City Monarchs, presenting the return of the KC Blues and Jazz Festival, October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field, featuring Stanley Clark and more. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com. Join award-winning journalist and scorekeeper on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bill Curtis, for the release of his new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News, Thursday, September 18th, 7:30 at Maselli's in Lawrence. Tickets are available at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab. We'll see you September 18th.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by Iowa that lets you live like the Jetsons on a Flintstones budget. That's coming up on This Old House Radio Hour from LAist and APM.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org, where we are taking your pledges this weekend as we face off against our radio rivals. Kansas Public Radio and KBI have a little radio wagering going on this weekend. We may have lost to Mizzou on the field, but it's still possible for us to beat Missouri in this public radio race. Each donation to Kansas Public Radio is worth 1 point. Unless you're a new donor at any level, your donation is worth 2 points to KPR. Join with John and Valerie Roper of Lawrence, who became new members of KPR. Thanks also to Lee Stevenson of Kansas City, Kansas, for your support. Again, you can join in at kansaspublicradio.org.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by Broad and Taylor. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. And by Champion Power Equipment, offering a complete line of dual and tri-fuel portable generators and inverters, designed for dependable performance, including home backup and outdoor power. Available at The Home Depot.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. And while you're there, you can donate to KPR's radio rivalry. Kansas may have lost to Mizzou on the football field, but we are counting on you to help us win our own matchup. Every donation at any level is worth 1 point for KPR against our radio rivals at KBIA in Columbia. A big thanks to Dylan Doherty of Buckner, Missouri, for his vote for Kansas.
Our ancestors knew the night in a way that very few of us do now. And it really wasn't that long ago.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. KU may have lost to Missouri on the football field this weekend, but we are still neck and neck in our own radio rivalry. Every donation is worth 1 point for KPR against our radio rivals at KBIA in Columbia. First-time gifts score double. A big thank you to Karen Lastman of Lawrence and Rachel Reed of Lawrence for supporting Kansas Public Radio. Join the team. Donate now at kansaspublicradio.org and help us beat Missouri.
I'm talking with British folk singer, conservationist, and to the best of our knowledge, from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting I Mom So Hard, the flashback tour, Two Moms, Lots of Laughs, creator of the web series, Saturday, 7:30 p.m., tickets at lead.ku.edu. Hope you'll join me later today for KPR Presents. It's a conversation with Bill Curtis, award-winning journalist and scorekeeper for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and author of the new memoir, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. We'll also get a preview of the Kansas Book Festival coming up shortly in Topeka at the Washburn University campus. That's on KPR Presents, 6 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny today, highs near 79. It's 72.
You don't have to travel to a national park or dark sky refuge. Joe Hartke, with help from Sarah Hopeful. Additional music and ambient recordings by Sam Lee, Leanne Henyon, Sam Goldberg, and nocturnal creatures from around the world. Until next time, we wish you adventure and wonder in the night.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV at KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. A big thank you to everyone who has made a pledge during KPR and KBIA's radio rivalry this weekend. We've got a couple more people to thank. Hans Hull of Leavenworth, Michelle Eaton of Olathe, an anonymous donor in Wichita, and an anonymous donor in Silver Lake. Cast your vote for Kansas Public Radio. Donate now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.